I think the problem's been getting worse for steadily worse for a long time now. We seem to go weekly with something being fly tipped. You're constantly hearing of it from neighbours. As farmers, we've got a WhatsApp group, and it seems to be daily that something major has happened to someone, a certain, just a near neighbour, never mind the rest of Kent. And the sizes of fly tipping are getting bigger. It would certainly get more frequent, but you hear of people having Arctic loads of stuff dumped, or it certainly seems like Arctic loads of stuff dumped. It's difficult to to pinpoint what's going on, but it's a real range now. It's from smaller transit load type stuff to proper industrial waste being dumped, but it is daily now.
And is it the rural parts of Kent that you feel particularly being impacted?
I mean, I of course I'm going to feel like the rural parts of Kent are being particularly impacted. I see it, so it would be unfair of me to comment on whether it's just the rural parts of Kent, because I'm not, you know, I'm not involved in many towns, but it certainly feels like it's almost being targeted, that we're in the middle of the sticks. The police can't be everywhere all the time. They certainly can't be here.
Do you feel like an easy target, unfortunately?
Absolutely, we're an easy target. Like I say, the police have limited resources. I think they do a fantastic job with the resources they have, but they can't be everywhere all the time. As much as you put as much security in as possible, there's always a way around it for these people. So we do feel kind of like sitting ducks, especially because we're semi-suburban where we are. We are on the back of a big conurbations of people, and we're easy access and we're easy escape from.
And what impact has that been having on yourself? You mentioned that every week that there's something seems to be happening. How does that impact you when you see another lot of, you know, rubbish or waste being dumped on your farm?
It is incredibly hard to face every time you go out and find something where someone has just taken advantage of what you are trying to build. I'm a relatively young entrant into agriculture, and to be working 24/7 and then for someone to just do something like that to what you are trying to do is heartbreaking. It's incredibly depressing. You find talking to farmers that they're willing to take more and more drastic action against these things, and it can't be good for, I'm loath to use the word mental health, but it can't be good for you feeling so vulnerable.
And what practical measures have you yourself, or you mentioned other farmers, have had to take in order to try and mitigate it or prevent it, even though it seems to be incredibly challenging?
Gates aren't good enough anymore. You have locked gates on places and then the gates get stolen. So our fields now have ditches round them, incredibly heavy weights in the gateways, logs, trees felled purposefully in gateways. It's a pain, because to access your own field, it becomes such a difficult job just to get in your field. But it's half the work doing the job. It's just getting access to your own land. Incredibly frustrating.